In our next segment, we hear from Zach Malave and Carlos Aliaga, students in the Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latina Studies at SUNY Albany. They work with their fellow students to produce radio pieces about race, class, and cultural identity that air every week right here on the Sanctuary of Independent Media's Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hello, everyone. My name is Zachary, and I'm going to be interviewing my colleague, Carlos. Hello, Carlos. How are you?
I'm doing well, Zach. How are you?
I'm good. So, Carlos, how do you identify?
I identify as a first-generation American Peruvian. I'm currently attending the university at SUNY Albany, and some of my hobbies include cooking and going to the gym.
Awesome. So, have you ever been to Peru?
Yeah, I visit almost every other year because I have a lot of family still over there.
Hey. So, visiting Peru and currently living in the United States, do you feel like there's a huge cultural shift? And by cultural shift, I mean a set of ideas or beliefs that are different from other countries. So maybe like their lifestyle or the way they think on religion and sex and gender.
I think there's a huge cultural shift. All over Peru, like almost everybody is very religious. While in America, you know, there's a huge diversity when it comes to religion, you know. People aren't religious, people follow different religions. But aside from that, the lifestyle is very similar in terms of the city, if cities in Peru compared to America. However, when you go to the countryside of Peru, where my parents are from, you can feel the impact of that cultural shift. It's a lot more Amish-like over there.
Do you like the Amish lifestyle?
Yeah, I like the Amish lifestyle. It's you have to work for what you have, and that feeling of working and seeing the results, it makes you feel happy, but it also makes you appreciate the fact that we have technology that makes our lives easier. Mm-hmm.
So, being at the University of Albany and also visiting your homeland in Peru, do you feel like that has influenced or changed your student experience here?
Visiting Peru has definitely influenced my student experience here because it made me seek a school that was very diverse. In Peru, I was surrounded by Peruvians. There's not a huge population of immigrants there. And in the U.S., I grew up in a predominantly white town, so as a result, I was looking for something that was different, and that was diversity.
Mm-hmm. And has Albany met your expectation of diversity?
Albany has definitely met my expectations of diversity. However, you know, I was a little disappointed to find out that people tend to stick amongst people who are like themselves. Like, for instance, people stick with people of their own race or religion or similar beliefs.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that is? Like, why do you think people tend to stick to the same crowd?
I think history plays a huge role in that. You know, cities were built to segregate races from one another. These impacts are still felt today. Thus, we grow up in a town or cities with people that physically look like us. And growing up, we feel comfortable around these people. And we get so comfortable that we're scared to branch out and find people that are different than us.
Do you also feel, from what you said, do you also feel like it also branches from being scared of people's differences?
I would say yes, but for the most part, I think people are just not outgoing enough to go find it. You, like I said before, they feel way too comfortable. They're in their comfort zone, and they're scared to get outside of their bubble, you know, yeah. Experiment, you know, take different ideas from different people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are you scared?
No, I think I love meeting new people and talking about different ideas. I think I benefit a lot. I gain a lot from their new perspectives that they show me. So, Zach, I think you've asked a lot of the questions, so I think I'll ask you some of mine.
Okay.
So, first question, I'm going to start off how you did. How do you identify?
I identify as a fighter who just happens to be a queer Afro-Latino male living in living in New York City. I'm from Puerto Rico, and I love to dance and sing.
Oh, awesome. So are you yourself from Puerto Rico, or are your parents from Puerto Rico?
Well, my parents are from Puerto Rico, so my mom was living on the island until she was 5, and I think she came to the United States. But her dad's Puerto Rican and her mom was West African. And my dad always lived in New York City, but his family also came from Puerto Rico.
Awesome. Going back to what you said earlier, you said that you were a fighter, but what exactly would you say is a fighter in your definition?
Well, a fighter for me would be a person who can get back up from being at their lowest points. And I feel like for me, I've had so many lowest points in my life where I felt like giving up and I felt like there was no use of getting right back up, but I did. And I feel like that kind of resonates with the word fighter and being able to get right back up from nothing, essentially.
I like that. I like that definition. Bouncing back from your lowest points really shows your strength. Can you provide us, though, with one example of how you bounce back from one of those lowest points?
Yeah. Okay, so for instance, in middle school, I kind of already knew I was gay. And everyone low-key knew I was gay, too. But I didn't say anything just for the fear of not being accepted by my parents or being rejected and made fun of at school. So there was kind of this pressure of, do I come out or do I not? Like, what would be in jeopardy and what will not be? So when I was, like, in the 7th or 8th grade, a kid named Daniel took my stuff and threw it all over the classroom floor and pushed me and was calling me all types of names. And I think in that moment, I kind of knew that if I don't stand up for myself, no one will. So it kind of gave me a backbone of defending who I was and also being comfortable in my own identity and being like, listen, I am gay. I am Afro-Latino. I am this, I am that. And no one can take that away from me.
Awesome, awesome. Where do you think people's hatred for others stems from?
Truthfully, I feel like it stems from different places. But one or several places that it might come from would be religion. Also how an individual perceives certain things. And I also feel like it has to resonate with being scared. Like when I asked you, why are people scared of difference? I feel like people are just scared of what they don't understand. And I feel like even asking what this means is also like bridging that gap between us versus them. So I feel like there's this whole emotion of not understanding, of being scared of what people essentially just don't know.
Awesome. One last question. Do you think if we decolonize our minds, we can figure out where this hatred stems from? And by decolonize, I mean like understanding the role that history plays on our ideas currently.
Absolutely. I feel like everyone has a piece of a single story, and we all stick to this single story just because it's all we know. And I feel like if we decolonize our minds and kind of take a step back to kind of see how things work, we can put those single stories together in order to create the truth, essentially, and figure out that it doesn't matter about, it doesn't matter someone's sex, someone's race, someone's sexuality, how they identify, but because we feel so comfortable in these single stories, we tend not to break away from them. So I think decolonizing our minds is the first step we need to take in order to have a better society, have a better nation, and essentially have a better world.
Oh, well, very well put. I'm really happy that we had this talk. You know, I really gained a lot from it. I learned a lot, and I gained a lot of new perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Thank you again, Carlos, for answering my questions as well. And I did also, I also got a lot from this.
That was Zach Malave and Carlos Aliaga of the University of Albany Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies. Student productions about race, class, and cultural identity air every week right here at the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.